If you would like to support the Riders Live Podcast, we have merchandise in the Riders Live Podcast merch store and our link tree, which is linktr.ee/RODES. Option one, we have the Riders Live Podcast merch store. Option two, we have the White Lines book by Riders Hunt. Option three, we have the RidersOnline.net website. We have all our social media links available in the Linktree as well. So hit up Linktree/RODES. Thank you.
Welcome to another episode of Riders Live. Let's get it.
They call him punt, the wild fly. They call him rock the riders, rock.
They call him
the wild fowl.
They call him
rock the riders, rock.
They call him
the wild fowl.
They call him
punt, fly.
Smokey Robinson is the Riders Live. What's poppin', iconic artist of the day, y'all? Let's get it.
Love.
there was Cruising by the iconic Smokey Robinson. That song is available on all streaming platforms. Welcome to Rodus Live. I'm your host, Rodus. Today I'm here with my lovely, beautiful wife, Chain C, other known as Mrs. Hunt. Say hello to the listeners of Rodus Live, babe.
Hello, everyone.
So today we're going to talk to you about our vacation. The highs, the lows, the ups, the downs, the fun, everything. So we're going to start out with the packing. Babe, do you think you overpacked or underpacked for the cruise? For those who don't know, we recently went to Cozumel and Yucatan Progreso.
I think I packed just enough, given the itinerary we were about to do. So I wanted to make sure we had just enough of everything that we needed.
Do you think it's a difference packing for a land vacation as opposed to a cruise vacation?
Most definitely it's a difference. Unlike a land vacation where if you forget something, you can hit up your local Walmart, Target, Walgreens to get what you need. On a cruise, you're literally in the middle of the ocean. And even if you go to port, there might not be no Walmart. There's no way you're going to get to Walmart. For those that like to hit up Walmart when you touch down. So if you forget something, say like your favorite lotion, the ship might not have the brand that you like. And if they do, trust and believe they're going to tax it. It's going to be a lot more than what you will pay at the store. So I would say definitely it's a difference.
Well, myself, I think I overpacked. I was more than prepared for every day. I had like 3 pairs of Kohans, 4 pair of like Nike slides. Initially, I just packed like my little small travel suitcase and I was gonna take my coach bag. I think I bought way too much stuff, but it's better to be prepared than unprepared. I had about maybe 9 or 10 polo shirts. I didn't have to buy nothing. So shout out to Ralph Lauren. Players only live once, but I was prepared. So do you think you overpacked, underpacked, or you packed just enough?
Just enough. Because, like I said, unlike a land vacation where you can go to Walmart because maybe you got a headache, you need some Advil, or you got a stomach ache and you need some Pepto, it's very important to take certain items with you on a cruise because of the limited access to those things. So I think I packed just enough just in case something happens.
Okay, so we started our journey out. When did we leave? What day?
Oh, Sunday morning.
Yeah, we left Sunday morning. For those who don't know, we're from Chicago, Illinois, and we headed out to the park and play, right?
Park and fly.
Yeah, park and fly. We headed out to the park and fly, so we drove our whip there, and then we left out of Midway Airport. So, how was your boarding process like getting on a plane? Because, you know, before COVID, the TSA, they was wild and a motherfucker. They was reckless. And for those who don't know, my wife, she could turn up at the motherfucking airport. So she now gets pre-checked. So we were separated. I think she got the pre-check so she could go and, you know, say goodbye to her little dip on the side before we leave town
she
and go some motherfucking
way. She plays
That's
too
what
much.
I think.
No, I just like the fastness of the pre-check. I don't have to take off my shoes and my coat or nothing, put my bags through and walk right on through. 5 minutes or less. So I do recommend getting pre-check. Because ain't nobody got time for that.
You got the pre-check because you like patience.
Ain't nobody got time for that. Getting molested and pat down all in your kitty cat and your boobies and all that. Nobody got time for that.
Hey, this woman then turned up at the TSA. So how was your pre-check, Bornie?
It was fine. I was in and out of line in less than 5 minutes.
Well, it wasn't too bad for me. They didn't make me take my shoes off or nothing like that. So it was pretty cool. So after we passed the TSA and we got in and I met my beautiful wife on the other side, we was walking through Midway Airport and we got breakfast. What was the name of that little spot, babe?
It was called Chicken Something. I don't remember the exact name.
Do you think the food was overrated, bad, good,
mediocre
or suck?
Mediocre at best. Mediocre. You remember those tater tots that they used to give you in the school lunches? It was like the tater tots. Those weren't hidden. And the sandwich was okay. The breakfast sandwich. But the tater tots and the coffee was horrible. Horrible.
Yeah, that coffee was nasty as hell. I'm used to having some Folgers when I wake up in the morning.
Oh, Bustelo, but not that.
The best part of waking up is Folgers in your motherfucking cup. So the airport wasn't that crowded for a Saturday and two for it being spring break. What you think, babe?
No, we left on Sunday morning. It wasn't bad at all.
Right. It was pretty cool and pretty chill. So on the plane, I bought my own motherfucking snacks on that bitch. But the flight, the takeoff was cool. It wasn't too bad. It was only like maybe a 2 hour flight or an hour and 48 minute flight. So that was cool. And, you know, I was reclined back in my chair during the flight process. And then all of a sudden, I seen Miss Hunt kicking her chair, going off. Why was you going off, babe? What happened?
Oh, God. Please, parents, please, please, please check your kids. Stop with this quiet, shy parenting. It was terrible. Like, I'm trying to, rest and relax. I got my neck pillow. I'm trying to doze off and take a nap on the flight. And all of a sudden, kick, 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 kick. My chair's been kicked. It's this little kid. Like, I love kids. I don't like bad kids, but I love the kids. This girl was a brat. Crying, screaming, fighting with her older sisters, whining throughout the fight. She was kicking my chair, kicking my chair. It was only so much I could take. I looked at Mom. Mom said no word. She didn't say anything. So I turned around and said, please stop kicking my chair. Oh, I'm sorry. She stopped for a little while. But towards the end of the fight, again, kick, 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 kick. So please, parents, check your child. Because there's no way I would have got away with that as a child. My parents would have checked me and my siblings. Please raise the kids better than that.
Hey, is it any other couples or married spouse? Do your significant other turn up sometimes to the point where you can't control them? Make sure y'all let me know, because she was turned the fuck up. As y'all could hear.
Sleep. I could not rest. How would you like it if somebody, some kid or anybody, kicked your chair, kicked the back of your chair consistently?
I would have been
That's
upset.
That's very uncomfortable. You can't even relax.
It's all good. To me, you know, I was chilling. I couldn't help but laugh at my wife because the kid was kicking her chair or whatever. But I think the little kid was back there with an older sibling. I don't even think the older sibling was even teenage age. But it did need to be addressed, and I think you addressed it properly because they chilled out. My thing with the flight is the motherfucking landing. When we landed, that shit was rough as hell. It's like a bird a bird landing and tripping and shit. That's how that shit felt. That shit was fucked up. You know, so my only problem was the landing. I can say that. So Sunday afternoon, we landed in New Orleans. And we stayed, what's the name of that hotel that we stayed at?
The Sonesta ES Convention Center in New Orleans.
Tell the people about the room. How did you like the accommodations?
It was nice. We were only staying there for the night because the next morning we were getting on the cruise. It was close to the cruise port. It was a mall in the area, convention center. It was restaurants and bars. So it was a good location to stay at.
So when we got, after we checked in and got settled and everything, we went to this bar, like a sports bar in New Orleans called the Flamingo. Shout out to the Flamingo for having some banging ass red beans and rice up in that bitch and a nice drink. I don't hardly drink, but the drink was on point. The food was on point. And shout out to Uncle Dolomite, Moet Mo, and of course My Bell for, you know, trying to get your boy the heads up. Shout out to the Toxic Bible Study. You know, I was actually chopping it up with Dolomite, My Bell, and Moet on a live. It was kind of loud in there. But I got to say what's up to my people, and we was chilling, you know. My bell wanted to know, you know, my location, you know, trying to look out and, you know, give me the street analysis. But for the most part, it was all good. So we went to the Flamingo, and then after that, we went back to our room to chill for a little while. And then we went to the convention center. We walked through that because we was like, man, where's the mall? Where's the mall? My wife, she did a little surveillance prior to us going, and we actually found the mall, and it was cool. So we went to the mall. We walked through there. We got a massage while we was in the mall. It was pretty cool. What did we buy? Did we buy anything at the mall?
I bought me a drink because they had a good drink.
What kind of drink did you buy?
It was like one of those like slushy drinks where you can choose the flavor if you want pina colada, pineapple, watermelon. So I ordered the watermelon one and I asked for a shot of Hennessy and it was good. Of course I got carded, but oh well.
Well,
I did buy some loungewear out of Old Navy. Okay. No, the Gap. That's where we went.
Yeah, that's
good. We walked through the mall and looked at everything.
Yeah, nothing but love for New Orleans. It's a beautiful city. We was chilling. Did we get coffee?
No, we didn't get coffee, but
we was walking through the convention center.
We got drinks, though.
We was walking
the pineapple upside down drink. No, it's pretty good.
We walked through the convention center, and they tried to charge us $5 for water out the vending machine. Get the fuck on with that one.
No.
I wasn't that thirsty. They must have thought we was thirsty. But, you know, doing conventions, you know, people go there and they spend money and everything. So, it is what it is. So, when we got back to the room, we just basically got ready for the next day. We was a little jet lagged or whatever, but it was all good. We woke up. Mm-hmm. For continental breakfast. Mm-hmm. So me being an artist, like sometimes when I'm on a road and I'm staying somewhere, continental breakfast is a win, lose, or draw. You got to get up and get it. But one thing that I could say about the hotel that we stayed in, they had excellent continental breakfast. We met a guy from Ohio. He said he met his wife down there, and he's been down there for 25 years. But let's get into this continental breakfast. Mm-hmm. They had odele sausage, which was good. They had good eggs for breakfast. croissants, bagels, everything. Mm-hmm. What did you like about the breakfast, babe?
Well, I had the eggs and a turkey sausage, and the eggs were actually pretty good. Unlike, like, a lot of times you order eggs out, and they're not good, especially on continental breakfast. Usually the eggs are not good, but surprisingly the eggs were good. Only thing I was disappointed in is they didn't have grits. They did not have grits.
We love grits. People from up north love grits. For any of my southern folks, shout out to y'all. If you know how to make grits, because if you're trying to make grits and you ain't got them grit arms, you need to sit the fuck down. You got to whip the motherfucking grits, goddammit. Butter and salt.
Whip it real good.
What you say, babe?
Whip it real good.
Okay, whip it real good. So after that, we caught an Uber. Mm-hmm. The Uber was like $6. Have we been to Chicago and got an Uber and took that distance? That $6 Uber would have been maybe like $25.
Maybe. It wasn't far from the port, but we had our big suitcases and we didn't really want to roll down the street walking with big suitcases. So we opted just to take an Uber to drop us off at the port. Which is a good decision because we had our backpacks, we had our big suitcase. So it was just more convenient to take an Uber. But you can walk if you wanted to.
It would have been a lot easier to walk if I would have had my little carry-on and my coach instead of this big-ass...
What's a 28-inch suitcase?
This big-ass fucking suitcase that I got. But shout-out to my suitcase. I even got the RH initials on that motherfucker. It's pretty dope. Pretty dope. Oh, yeah.
Our suitcases stand out, so it never would mistake it for somebody else's.
We got the London Fog suitcases. I'm not bougie, y'all, but if you travel, you need to have the right stuff. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
You do not want no busted bag.
No busted bag. So when we actually boarded the ship, it was pretty cool. We had our passports and everything. They scanned us, you know, with this futuristic stuff, you know, Mark of the Beast type shit and all of that. Yeah, I read the Bible, y'all. Old quiet boy here read the Bible.
Well, they take a picture of everybody that's boarding the ship. So when you get on and they check your documents to make sure you have a passport. If you don't have a passport and you're, you know, sailing out of the U.S., you can bring a driver's license and your birth certificate. So if you've never been on a cruise and want to go, but you don't have a passport, you can still go, but you have to make sure you have your birth certificate and a driver's license or state ID. But you can always go on the website and double check.
So we was actually out to sea for 5 days. Mm-hmm. And we was out there. How many days was we out to sea before we actually hit a port? One or two?
Two days.
So the cruise woes, the motherfucker started early as hell. So I really don't complain about a lot of things, but I'm going to let my wife start with the cruise woes. What are some of the cruise woes, babe, that you had?
Well, I mean, I'm big into energy. Like, I'm sensitive to it. And it just didn't feel like it was a welcoming energy. Like, you know, if you've been at a... Why? To a place and you feel welcome, you feel more relaxed.
Why do you feel like that?
It just seemed like the staff, not all, but some of the staff just, I like they didn't want to be there.
Shout out to Evelyn, who was good.
You know, Dessa, they both got my grandmother's names, ironically, but they were very nice. Our stewardess, Sidget, he was nice. He asked us what time do we want our room cleaned. He introduced himself, so he cleaned
help
our
me.
Room nice.
Help me!
You are silly.
Help me!
But some people, it's like they didn't want to be there.
Well, I honestly think that since people people don't want to work anymore. They just hire whoever they can hire on a boat. Like, it was no type of initiative from some of the staff to do their job. Not that they supposed to jump to your beck and call and all of that. For example, I like to gamble. I like to go to the casino because, you know, early on in a ship, you can meet some cool people at the casino. I like to play roulette. And I'm telling you, man, we had them switching the damn roulette dealer like 4 or 5 fucking times. It was trying to stall the game, talking about some, let me see your ID. Ain't no way you asking for nobody ID. You know, you say, hey, give me 200 in chips or whatever. You give them the ID and that's that. It was trying to stall the game, you know, because I was winning. Every time I win, hey, give me a quarter, give me a quarter. Every time I got 4 quarters, give me a black. This is how it go. But they was just trying to be slick. Shout out to all of the roulette players, blackjack players, and crap players. Have you ever been on a cruise where the casino closed earlier than 3 a.m.? Y'all let me know.
On another wall of the cruise, the breakfast start time. One, for us early risers, we're used to getting up early, and especially on port days, you have to get up early to make your excursion, but yet the breakfast didn't even start until like 7:30, which give you limited time to eat before you have to be off the boat to enjoy your excursion. So that's another woe I did not like. And also, disclaimer, I love the kids, but it was a lot of unruly kids and a lot of families on this trip. Kids running in the hall all times of night, screaming, jumping, making a lot of noise.
Help me! Late at night.
When you're trying to sleep. So
help me!
They had to make announcements, but it wasn't any reinforcement of stop running, stop jumping, stop making all this noise. But it was a lot of families with kids on this cruise.
I think for the most part, like, the parents was enjoying the cruise, and since they had kids of age, and the kids of age was watching their siblings, it's pretty much like the toddlers and younger kids was on their own, and they was doing whatever the fuck they wanted to do. You know, that's just my analysis as well as my synopsis of the actual cruise with the people. But yeah, a lot of the help was bad. It's just like, you know, it was no common sense being used. Shout out to this technical age, but if you serving hash browns or whatever, you gotta rotate the shit if you up down the line. I mean, damn, you know, if the bacon getting low, you need to push the new stuff up to the front. You know, it just got to be done. But it was, man, the help was bad. We've been on several cruises, y'all. It ain't like, you know, this is our first cruise. And we whining and complaining and bitching about, you know, a whole lot of minute things. You know.
This is a stark difference.
We have been, exactly. This has been a motherfucking house stark difference. Game of Thrones stark difference. You know what I'm saying?
We've been on spring break before, and it wasn't like this with the kids running amok.
Did we go on a cruise though for spring break?
What's that? We went on the Conquest.
Okay, yeah.
Spring break, yes, it was.
Where did we go?
We had went to St. Martin, St. Kitts, Grand Turk, and San Juan.
Oh yeah, that was
a good cruise.
That was a good cruise. So.
I really enjoyed that one.
But, yeah, but, like, back to these cruise wells, one of the things for me is, yeah, the kids, the staff, they suck pretty bad, and that was that. So, okay, babe, let's talk about the port days.
Okay, so, the first day, we went to Cozumel. And we catch the cab to go to Mr. Sancho's Beach Resort. It was nice. The
what is that, babe, the person that waits on you, a waiter, I guess. He was very attentive to our needs.
What was his name? Nathan?
Or Happy. Something? Happy. He went by Happy. Happy. But I think his government name was Gabby. So Gabby waited on us. He brought us our drinks. So they give you a menu because it's all inclusive with food and drinks that you can pick out what you want.
What was the name of the spot?
Mr. Sancho's Beach Resort.
Right, right. Shout out to Mr. Sancho's Beach Resort. Yeah. They had the bomb drinks.
Yes, they did.
I'm not really no drinker, but they had like 10 all-inclusive drinks on that motherfucker. I had about 8 of them bitches, so I was getting my right angles the fuck on.
Yeah, the drinks were good. The food was a whole nother story. It was very, like, what you say, gringo. It wasn't authentic Mexican. That's what we were looking for, some real authentic Mexican food. I don't know what that was, like the nachos or like the movie theater nachos you get with that cheese sauce.
They weren't even that motherfucking good.
They didn't even have jalapenos.
Weren't even that good, y'all.
The food, it was
like some shit they threw together. You know, the cheese that you get out of the
can.
Out of the can. Well, the canned cheese, it be good, but I don't know what the fuck they was doing that. I don't know. It's just like, here, take this American bullshit and whip some shit up together. That shit was nasty. But they did have some good coconut shrimp.
Yes, that was good.
The coconut shrimp was banging.
I had the chicken tacos. It didn't really have, like, you know, cilantro and the lime and all that stuff. It didn't really. It was just basically chicken and peppers.
So on a scale from 1 to 10, how do you rate the food?
A 2.
Yeah, it was really bad.
A 2. The drinks were bad. 10, though. The drinks were a 10.
Yeah, the drinks were the 10.
Seeing like the beach, just, you know, looking at the waves. They did have an obstacle course if you wanted to do that. So if you're adventurous and want to slide down into the ocean and jump on things and do a little obstacle course, that was extra. But, you know, I'm cool. I was cool with that. I was cool with just chilling by the beach, looking out at the water and relaxing.
They had about maybe 2 to 3 pools close by. You know, for kids and family, if you wanted to get in the pool. And ain't nothing wrong with that, but...
And they had an adult pool, too. So, and a family pool.
But with the beautiful ocean sitting right there, I don't know why nobody wouldn't want to take advantage of that. The waves was a little choppy and shit, so safety is paramount. But they did have the life jackets you could put them on. I don't know if they was charging or not. And also, shout out to the motherfucking vendors. I got me a little wristband, you know. I be trying to get a deal. I was talking slick. I was like, hey, I bet you don't got my name over there. If you got my name, I'll pay double for my wristband. If you don't got my name, set it out. But of course, they didn't have my name. Did they have your name, babe?
They had my name for the bracelet, yes.
They had my wife's name, but they had to make my name. It came out good. I treated myself to the foot pedicure. They also had massage services. I didn't get the massage because it would have, we would have been stranded like Gilligan's Island on that motherfucker if I would have got the massage. You know, she kept knocking the dates. You know, the time back, and it really, really looked so refreshing and comfortable and relaxing. I went to sleep on that table and shit. Boy, they was giving the massages, you know, like they was marinating meat to people. That's how comfortable that shit looked. But I did indulge in the foot pedicure where, the fish actually ate the dead skin off my feet, off these dogs. So I did that for 15 minutes. And I was chopping it up with the lady. She was pretty cool and everything. But with some kids getting the foot pedicure as well. So it really felt good, the fish eating on my feet. And when I took my feet out, I was chopping it up with the lady, you know. She was rubbing my feet down. It was pretty cool. Anything else you want to mention about that? What's your overall experience on that?
For this part?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll give it like an 8 out of 10. Yeah. I knocked 2 points off because of the food wasn't too good.
The food really sucked, bro.
But the service, excellent. The drinks, good. Very good.
Yeah. The service made up for everything.
Yes.
All the nasty fucking food. But
the ambiance, good. We had our own umbrella table and all that stuff.
Yeah. It was the bomb. We didn't have no trouble getting back to the ship. We caught a cab. Everything was cool. If you ever go to Mexico, you gotta take into mind that it's a real poor country, but it's really beautiful. So we got back on the boat. Everything was cool. What was our second port, babe?
The Yucatan Progreso. That was our
Yucatan Progreso. This was really interesting.
So this one we booked through the cruise, the first one in Cozumel. You know, I looked online to find a day pass for a resort. So we booked this on our own. But Yucatan Progreso, we booked it through the cruise. So on the day of the of this excursion, they had us like go to like this assembly hall thing on a boat and was calling each excursion one by one to escort you off the boat to find your purse taking you on this excursion. And I was like, we were both like, what? Because they had us rushing down at 7:45 in the morning. We were like trying to hurry up, eat something, get ready, you know, for this excursion, which was supposed to leave at 8:30. So
for the most part, they was doing shit. Everything like by the numbers, holding your hand and shit, you know. We could have just, you know, had our passport, walked off the fucking boat, used our good common sense, got in the line of our excursion and expedited everything. Because, like I said, we'll talk about the people on the boat later. So we got in the line and
waited for them to call for the horseback riding and cenote swim with lunch excursion. That's what we booked. Because I wanted to try horseback riding. You know, it's one of my things that was on the bucket list. So once we got off and found our tour guide.
Hold on. Yeah, we did find a tour guide. Yes. Russell and what's the other dude?
Darius.
And Darius. Alexa. Shout out to Alexa. She was the corpsman. Nobody fucked themselves up. But this nigga Russell, boy, he was running his motherfucking mouth, goddamn.
I liked his energy.
It was too early for Russell to be running his mouth.
He was telling us about the culture of the Mayans and how he grew up and they didn't have any electricity or no, you know.
Hey, we from Chicago. Mayan, like, I ain't gonna say that my life was that hard, but I mean, damn. It was too early for him to be running his jibs like that, but he didn't get the hint, goddammit, boy. He was.
Oh my God.
He was.
Because he's telling us about the culture. Oh my God. I enjoyed the part. I was listening. So.
I appreciated the culture and everything.
And about other people's cultures. I know it was early in the morning, but he had a good energy. So I give him a pass. He did talk a lot, but
yeah,
if
we would have just got off the motherfucking boat, it would have been a lot better than, you know, getting in the assembly line. So the commute was an hour and 15 minutes
to
and
the
shit.
Hacienda.
And he was running his motherfucking mouth all the way to the hacienda. Shut it up! Shut it up!
Oh,
that's what I was saying.
God.
Shut it up.
He was being mean, but I was listening. I was, you know, enjoying about listening to the culture and all, about the culture and all that stuff.
It was how
people live.
It was a lot of good history on the ride, so I ain't gonna even front y'all. I'm just ignorant.
So, yeah, it took us about 1 hour and 15 minutes to make it to the hacienda. We had to turn around because I'm like, okay, yeah, we're about to pull off. And the bus turns around because it was two couples that were late getting to the bus. Like, that pissed me off because I'm like, if everybody else could be on this bus on time, what the hell was y'all excuse? Like, for real? I was pissed because we didn't pull off something out a little out there.
I put my head on the motherfucking window at that point because I had no answers and I was like, the fuckery continues. I mean, shit,
I asked what I got left if we weren't out there. I don't know, maybe we're not, but still, you are encroaching on people's time. We already got this 1 hour and 15 minute commute there. 1 hour and 15 minutes coming back to the port. So that kind of pissed me off.
But one thing about them going back, it did show their attention to detail, and I could appreciate that. So when we actually got there, babe, to the hacienda, right? What did we do?
So we rolled. They broke the groups up because it was.
We rolled the horses.
More people.
We rolled the horses.
We did.
We rolled the horses first.
Because it was a group of us that all signed up to do the horseback riding. So they broke us up in groups. So we went first because we were the first to sign on the list. So we essentially they gave us a quick tutorial on how to handle the horse, which was a little too quick for me. Because I'll get into that in a second. So we step up on this step stool to get up, mount our horse. They tell us, okay, these are the reins, you know, put your feet in the hoist things and click, click to get the horse to go or you, and you have the reins. If you want the horse to go left, you pull it left, you pull the reins right. If you want the horse to go right, if you want the horse to stop, you pull gently and they'll make the horse stop. And that's about all the instructions we got. Of course, we had helmets on. And they got everybody on their horses, and we basically rode a trail. So, initially, I might have been like the second or third person back. But my horse, she got to the front right behind the head lead rider. So, it was a guy in the front leading us on the trail on his horse. And then Alexa was in the back for those that was at the back with their horses.
I was so in the
all
back.
Guiding us.
I was in the motherfucking back.
But Alexa got on there to watch y'all in the back. So anyway, they had a person in the front leading us, somebody in the back, you know.
Right. We've been going through
line.
A single file line shit since kindergarten and elementary.
So the people, some I think of the horses.
I think the people know that.
So, one lady that was in front of me, her horse had to stop and get a snack. He wanted to eat the trees and leaves and all that.
Hold on. She getting a little ahead of it because she got on her horse first and she got the jet out and shit. My horse, you know, I understand Spanish very well. I was getting on my horse and they was like, yo, the horse is loco and shit. You know, I was like, whoa, this motherfucker crazy. So, I mounted the horse, and there was another horse. I guess they was into it or something. I don't know, but the two riders before me, they said they rode a horse before. You know, my thing is, if you rode a horse before, you need to, you know, giddy up and move on. My horse was agitating my horse, and my horse was like, hey, you better go on with that bullshit. But this is one of the first times that I ever felt like I wasn't in control and shit. And you know, the horses was just like walking. We wasn't really riding them. But I think actually if we were riding the horses, it would have been better. It wasn't a bad experience, but the only thing for me is I didn't feel like I was in control. Not that I'm a control freak or none of that. I just was worried about my motherfucking safety. That's it.
I thought them horses, your horse and that other lady horse was going to nuck if you buck the way they was about to get into it. And then the tour guide, Darius, he was like, is everything okay? I'm like, okay, woof.
How you get all these niggas' names and
because
shit?
Because they said it multiple times.
Did you get a phone number behind my back?
Oh, my God.
I don't remember none of these motherfuckers'
I
names
I do because
she
introduced everybody. You was like agitated because you said Russ was talking to them much. See, I even remember his name because he talks a lot.
See, that's another name. What y'all think, people? What y'all think?
I know, Alexa, he introduced everybody.
You keeping a lot of motherfucking receipts.
He introduced everybody. I remember
the
people,
though. They did.
So, anyway, my horse decides, so she gets up to the lead of the pack. She's right behind the tour guide. So, they didn't tell us how to make the horse slow down. They only says right, left, and stop.
Well,
or click, click to go.
Okay.
So I'm like, okay, she started like getting up. And I'm like, oh, Lord, how do I make her slow down? So the tour guide turns around and puts his hand out. And then she slows down. Thank God, because I had no clue how to make her slow down. They didn't tell us that part.
Okay.
So that one made me a little scared. But they was like, be careful with your energy because horses pick up on your energy. So I didn't want to put out any like scared or nervous energy because I didn't want her to react. So I tried to stay calm throughout the whole ride. But that was quite the adventure.
The two horses in front of me, the lady and her daughter, they was cool, but they was fucking around and shit. And the horse that got into it, when my horse, he was taking all motherfucking day. So, I remembered the commands. And, you know, shout out to Red Dead Redemption 2. I play that shit online. I play the game. All my games. If you know anything about Red Dead Redemption, shout out to Red Dead Redemption. You know, the way that you control the horses. I got a newfound respect for the horses because my horse, he was loco or crazy or whatever, but he remembered all of the commands. So we finally got to the destination, and when I got off my motherfucking horse, I was happy. Was you relieved, babe?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
So after that, we swam in the cenote.
Yes.
So the cenote is like a cave. We walked down maybe about 20 feet. This is stairs. We changed. We took a shower. We walked down there and we swam in the cave. It looked like it was a bat up in there. I was looking for Bruce Wayne. It was like the bat cave in that motherfucker. The water wasn't too cool. It wasn't too warm. It was nice. It was deep enough. You got to have a life preserver on. And I was up in that motherfucker chillaxing. It was a lot of rocks, so you need your beach shoes.
Yes, y'all. You need water shoes, not flip-flops and slides. Actual water shoes, because it is very rocky.
With traction.
Yes, because you don't want to slip either. So, yes, it was a lot of rocks.
And if you got kids or whatever, you got to watch them because the rocks are sharp. You don't want to bump your head or nothing. And another good thing about it was an actual experience, and it wasn't too crowded. The weather was fine. It didn't rain or nothing, so it was good.
It was actually like 95 degrees. It was hot, but it had a little breeze, so.
At the time of this recording in Chicago, 85 degrees today at the time of this recording. So, after that, we washed up. And we got on the little train that was pulled by a donkey. That was his job, but he was pulling that motherfucker. It was about 8 or 9 of us on there. He was pulling that bitch. You know, I wish I had some grass or something to feed him. And shit. He deserved the tip. That's how I feel. So then we ate.
Yes, they took us to the restaurant to eat on the hacienda. So we had authentic Mayan food, which was really good. I love the empanada, so those were so good. That was delicious.
They was the bomb.
They're very delicious.
If we could have had more authentic Mexican food like this. And the crema was good. Mm-hmm. Like you could taste all the ingredients, smell mm-hmm. the ingredients. Not like here in the States. Like it was like A1.
Mm-hmm. And then they gave us hibiscus to drink.
Yeah. Yeah, that was cool. The water yes. was nice and the drinks was good as well. I had a tostada, that motherfucker was banging. Did they give us a sope?
Well, it was sort of like that was rolled out thinner and it had
yeah, because it was
black beans,
it was authentic. And it was real.
And one had the chicken on it. So
it was real. It wasn't no bullshit.
It was really good. It was delicious. And then we ordered the margarita.
Yeah, the margarita was the bomb.
It was delicious.
So this margarita was good. Not like we not used to nothing or nothing like that. It's just that the food, I think, throughout the whole excursions was like, I say like a 2 and shit. This shit was like a fucking 11.
Mm-hmm.
So I will say that. And we had a long ride back on a bus, but we did go to the steakhouse on the ship, mm-hmm. right? So yeah. the steakhouse on the ship, it was extra. I had the risotto. It was delicious. Bon appetit. And I had lamb chops. I had them medium well. And they was truly medium well. I mean, they was good. And then for dessert, I had like a cheesecake, mm-hmm. which was good.
Very delicious.
What did you have, babe?
For my appetizer, I tried the tuna tartare. I wanted to try something different. To me, it was like, because I'm a sushi eater, so to me, it was like deconstructed sushi.
Rat can dog.
Without the seaweed. It was good to me, and then I ordered the cowboy steak, which was big, so I really couldn't finish it. I should have known better. But it was good. I got it cooked medium, because I don't like my steak overcooked. But you can request how you want your steak cooked for you. But it was cooked and flavored really well.
Yeah. And shout out to the chef, because I think I make a banging ass macaroni and cheese. And it was a white cheddar macaroni and cheese. And it was just as good as mine. Just as good. So if you ever in Chicago and you come over for the holidays or something, or have a potluck or something, or want somebody to bring a side or whatever, I got you on the mac and cheese for a small fee.
His mac and cheese is really good.
Okay. So after that, the highlights other than the steakhouse on the ship was gambling, winning a little bread. I like where they made the tacos on the ship. You know, I had, what's those, Jueves? Jueves Rancheros for breakfast, because they couldn't get the motherfucking buffet together.
Oh, no, it was terrible.
And I'm going to just keep it a whole buck. I bought Folgers and Taster's Choice packets mm-hmm. because... The ship coffee, that shit tastes like mud.
Horrible. Ooh, it was horrible.
It was.
Horrible.
It sucked really bad.
It's terrible.
I don't know mm-hmm. how much cream you could put in that motherfucker. It was no help in that shit at all.
Terrible. It was horrible.
But Guy's Burgers is good.
Yes, the Guy's Burgers is good. And I opted to get the breakfast burritos with the Mexican style eggs, hash browns. So I did that cheese, salsa verde, crema, and guac. Because, I mean, I could not really, besides the hash browns, I really couldn't do that buffet.
They had
the desserts were good at the buffet. But that's
Yeah, they was good. Yeah, the desserts was the highlights. shunning people with their good service. I mean, change people with their good service.
On the omelet station was the only other good
option. Yeah, the omelet station was banging as well. So, what about the day that we left the ship? Was you crying because you had to leave the ship, or you couldn't wait to get off that motherfucker?
I could not wait to get off. I could not wait.
Why?
Oh, it was just...
Help me!
Not relaxing.
Help me!
I mean, usually, we've been on other cruises, so usually in other vacations, and usually I'm dreading leaving on the last day. I'm like, oh, I don't want to go. But this is probably the first vacation. I was like, I can't wait to go home. I just want to go home. I couldn't wait to go home. It's just the energy sucked. And like I said at the beginning, I'm sensitive to energy. And I mean, if it's a bad, I mean, I can't be around that.
Well, I'm going to keep it a whole buck. The best part about the cruise was spending time with you, babe.
Same. We have a good time together.
Yes. So, we actually got a day stay room because our flight wasn't leaving till like 4:55 or something like that. And we was chilling in New Orleans and we went to the Creole House. And we actually got
shrimp and grits. Shrimp and grits. Ba-ba-da-dum-dum. And it was delicious.
I got the jambalaya, the chicken jambalaya, and it was banging. You know, I didn't have to put no salt on it. It was seasoned well. The people in New Orleans is cool.
Mm-hmm.
I text my daughter because she's a Xavier graduate. I'm so proud of her. She's in Houston right now pursuing her grad school degree in public health. But we had a cool time, you know, at the Western.
Mm-hmm.
We was on the 17th floor and then it was a fire in that motherfucker.
Oh, yeah.
We had to carry all these heavy-ass bags up out of our fucking room and take the stairs. So me being the gentleman that I am, I grabbed my wife's bag and my own bag. And, you know, I was carrying the motherfuckers down the stairs. Anybody who know about project stairs in Chicago or any projects, I was hopping the motherfuckers with both bags and shit. So, OJ, he ain't got shit on me with the bags and shit. Yeah. Him and that Hertz jumping shit ain't got shit on your boy. And that motherfucker was on fire. So, when we actually got down to the 11th floor, you know, it actually shortened our stay because we wasn't going back up there after no fucking fire drill, whatever the fuck it was. We used our natural common sense and checked the fuck up out of there.
Mm-hmm.
But shout out to the Best Inn. It's
the West End.
The West End. It's a phenomenal fucking hotel.
Yes.
Good decor, good service, good people.
Mm-hmm.
And if anybody ever wants to go back to New Orleans or go to New Orleans and visit New Orleans, New Orleans is the bomb.
Mm-hmm.
So,
you might go back just to eat at the different spots.
Yeah.
Real talk.
Yeah.
Go eating tour.
And I fly back to the crib. Everything was smooth.
Yeah.
The flight attendant, you know, he got his PhD. It was his last trip in the air. And, you know, everybody congratulated him. And it was a new flight attendant. It was her first flight. It was like a change in the guard. But the only thing that was bad about that flight was the landing. It was a little rough.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what's the spot in New Orleans where you got the donuts, babe?
In the airport? It was Cafe du Monde.
Yeah, so my babe was on that. I got the...
I
want to
try the beignets.
I got the mocha. The beignets were phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
And the mocha tastes like chocolate milk.
It did.
The cold one and the hot one. So, I don't know. If you ever come to Chicago, we don't have a commercial establishment like that. But you do want to go to Old Fashioned Donuts on 113th and Michigan in Chicago. Just be aware of your surroundings. Keep your head on a swivel and you'll be fine. So, do you got anything to leave with the listeners of Rodas Live, babe? I really enjoy you being a visitor on my show.
Well, although we had some ups and downs on this vacation, overall, I'm glad that I got to, you know, explore new adventures and try new things with my honey. So, we always enjoy each other's company, so... And I really enjoyed Mexico.
So I hope y'all enjoyed our vacation. We really enjoyed sharing it with y'all. So I'll be back next week. Same bat time, same bat channel. And until next time, peace.
Peace. Nice talking with you.